Well, we're back. I'm hanging out with Amy Drescher.
Hey.
And we just want to take a minute to help you think into what you do naturally to say, is there a way that we could trade up? Or like, oh man, I always wanted to ask that question. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to deal with it. And I'm so glad you brought it up. We want to make sure what you do, you feel confident in doing.
Yeah.
And that's our goal, is to resource you in a way that you go, this is easier than I thought it was. And man, it's so good to have somebody thinking about the questions that I never know how to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we hitting today?
So we are hitting a little bit as far as just having patience with people wherever they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not pretty soon we're hitting rabbit trails and going in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
Also just like what happens when somebody gives an answer to a question and it is like you're kind of gritting your teeth and thinking, okay, yeah, that isn't quite on. Well, how do I handle
that's
this?
That's a good one. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how do you bring people back around?
Yeah.
Where do you want to begin? Let's dive in. We got three different things, but they're really related.
Yeah,
so I think there's going to be some common things we develop as we unfold this talk. But where would you like to start?
Well, probably a little bit with patience. We've been talking a little bit how we have people who can monopolize conversations,
mm-hmm.
how they maybe need some counseling,
mm-hmm.
And all of that takes a lot of patience.
It totally does.
And I just also think that if we have open groups, our groups can always be changing. We might have people that are farther along in their walk. We might have people who are just beginning in their walk.
Yeah.
And thinking about when the light bulb came on for me when I was younger, and I learned that the Holy Spirit, that was a whole different thing than I ever knew, the gifts of the Spirit and everything. And I wanted to learn as much as I possibly can, and or could, I should say. And I wanted to be around people that I could learn as much as I could, and I was just hungry.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have people who are just hungry, and they want to get as much info as you can, and you have another person who it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
And there's some people who might go off on a rampage, and you need a lot of patience.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about how do you guide conversations when you have a mix of different people.
That's really good. And honestly, how do you approach that? So when, you know, it's a little bit like driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, you have to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to help you get there rather than like, oh, I shouldn't be mad or I shouldn't say this or I shouldn't think this. Sometimes it's like putting in different scenarios in your head. And I think that's a little easier to do with life groups because when you understand people are coming from different places than you are, then it can give you maybe prepackaged grace for a scenario where you're like, okay, I don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to imagine some scenarios where like maybe they've been burnt in a church before when they spoke up.
Right.
People like didn't like their answers and they weren't treated right or they didn't say what was culturally acceptable in that place and they felt the stigma of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, and this is probably more true than we like to think it is, they're not there on their own accord.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their wife was like, we're going, buddy. Or their husband was like, we're going. And they feel a little bit more resistant.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, too, if you were in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the first step into patience is understanding.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have understanding, you can still get to grace that you can just make up understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, there's enough I don't know that I'd probably be better off having grace than I would judgment or frustration or all the other things that come with it.
Yeah, so, I would agree. I stopping and thinking about where I was, sometimes we forget where we have been in the past. Like, you know, at the time when I was uncomfortable praying out loud. You know, when I thought everybody and their dog knew so much more info and I was afraid to ask questions. I mean, just to really step back and lean on the Holy Spirit of where does the conversation need to go tonight?
Yeah.
And,
And I think patience gets you a long ways.
Yes.
And sometimes we put patience in places where it doesn't belong.
Right.
And so, like, you and I have been in groups where you kind of get glassed over because somebody's going off on their rabbit trail. And you're like, where do I when do I butt in? When do I interrupt this? Because this thing's not going to solve itself. And so that's maybe not an issue of patience. That's an issue of wisdom. How do you handle that? How's that different?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you really, first of all, have to be praying through of stopping and asking the Holy Spirit, what do you have for tonight? Because you might think it might be one thing, and it turns to another thing. And sometimes where the conversation goes might be different than what you planned on. But there are those times where people all of a sudden are off on a rabbit trail.
Right.
And it's not getting you anywhere.
Right.
So those are times I think you do have to speak up and say, you know, maybe can we just stop right here? I love what you're saying. Can we talk more about this afterwards? But let's get back to what we were talking to, you know, or talking about a few minutes ago.
Well, and I think that's really good. You brought up something that I think this is how we want to have grace in a church. So we say things like, let's pray and make sure, like, this is where God wants to go.
Right.
And I think most people would want to be open to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think where the confusion comes is we go, but what if I don't hear anything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I do then? Like, what if I'm like, God, I think you want to go this way. And then it starts going a different way. And you're like, I'm open to where God's taking me, but I think we're supposed to go this way. I think that's the indecision point that the leader goes, well, which path do I go down? Like, if I felt like God was leading us this way and it's going that way, how do I do that? How do I steer the conversation? First of all, with security in my leadership and feeling like I want to be spiritual enough. And I think this is a really good point to, like, maybe step back and pause and look at. We believe, and I know you believe this just as much as I do, that God placed you as the leader. And so he is going to allow you to lead a group, being sensitive to him. But if you're not, like, all of a sudden here, you don't, like, I feel like we don't have to be paralyzed with, man, I'm going to mess this group up, and it's going to go bad, and God's going to be really mad at me for all eternity.
Right.
Because that's not how he operates.
Right.
I think there is this sense of, as long as you're open, and you have, like, this is where I think God wants us to go, and there's that moment where you're like, this feels like a rabbit trail. We want you to know that you should feel empowered to make a decision and go, okay, I'm going to help bring this back into where we're going. Not that I'm, like, rigidly holding that. You're here as a leader because we believe that you already don't do that.
Yeah.
But I think where we want you to feel like you can go is to say, man, Paul, thank you so much.
Yes.
But I think you got a little off topic because the question was originally this. And so we got a little far away. So I want to bring us back around. And we can, maybe that's a good discussion for afterwards. But maybe somebody else can bring us a little bit further down the road of where we're going.
Yeah.
And I think even the graceful, like, redirect is probably the best way to hop off a rabbit trail is go, I love where you're going. I love, man, it's a great story. I think we lost the point 42 minutes ago. hopefully it's not that long. But I think it's a redirect. And you don't have to feel like you have to have them answer the question. You can say, they've had their time. They're not tracking with it, and we're going to let them listen and have somebody else that is tracking with us go where we want to go.
Yeah.
I would say that's a great way to approach a rabbit trail.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great time to maybe call on somebody else.
Yes. You don't just put it up in the air.
No.
Because you need to establish this is direction right away. And honestly, it's a good time to call on somebody that you have a high level of confidence with who would track with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And, you know, in some of these weeks that we've been talking about some of these hard conversations, I think sometimes the enemy wants to come and beat us up and make it seem like all of this is on our shoulders. And it isn't.
No.
It isn't. This is if you're stumbling in these things, it's good to go and ask leadership for some input.
Yeah.
But to remember that if it was all on our shoulders, that would make us God.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are not. Yes.
And so there is a shared responsibility because God already knows that you're not perfect.
Right.
And he's really good at working with imperfect people, which is why we're recording this today because we're super imperfect.
Yes.
And what we've found more often than I know I've found this and I know that you have as well, when we just take what we're doing and we're like, okay, God, I'm going to give you the best that I have, but knowing that I don't have to be perfect, I can just give you my best. And you can do amazing things with that.
Right.
And I think that takes the burden off of us to say, at the end of the night, what we don't want you to ever feel like was, I led that group perfectly. Mm-hmm. That's not our goal.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, we want you to be able to lay down in your own bed, close your own eyes, have this brief conversation with God where you're like, I gave you the best I could today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to do good things with it because you already knew what I was capable of. Mm-hmm. And so I gave you my best. Mm-hmm. And it's not my perfect.
Yeah.
But it's the best I could give.
Yeah.
And you can go to sleep that night going, I can feel confident that God doesn't need perfection out of
me. Right, right.
That he just wants, my heart turns towards him and me putting my best effort into what I'm doing, and he's not grading my performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's where grace comes in.
Yeah.
Your performance isn't being graded by God. It's not being graded by us mm-hmm. on an A, B, C, or D scale.
Yeah.
It's being planted into the lives of people, and mm-hmm. it produces a return. When you care about people and you're like, I'm anticipating that you're coming mm-hmm. to my house.
Yeah.
Or you're coming to the house that we host this at. I thought about what we're going to teach tonight. Mm-hmm. I have a plan that I feel like God's pretty excited about, mm-hmm. and I thought about it before today. Mm-hmm. I was able to spot a bunny trail, and I could bring you back around mm-hmm. because I think it's beneficial that we're all there. That's the kind of heart that I think God works with.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. I think he knows your heart, that you're desiring to walk alongside of him and invest into these people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
No, no.
And so when you're coming and you're starting and asking the Lord, Lord, you guide us tonight. You mm-hmm. know what these people need. And you're seeking him. He's going to guide you in it.
Exactly. And honestly, if you are perfect, then we're probably going to ask you to step down. You're going to make us look bad. So so is there anything else we needed to hit? I don't think so.
I think that's great.
Well, so. We're so excited for the next conversation. Thanks for spending this time with us. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with you real soon.
Yep.
All right. Have a good night.